Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, I'm going to encourage you in your walk of faith, encourage you in that there process, that place that God is preparing us for our tomorrow, that place where he's making and shaping us and getting us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is in his word and his truth, but also he's maturing us and growing us in our faith. And that faith is more precious than gold. That faith is the faith that God wants to see when we face problems, when we face situations. It's that faith that has to show up when we're going through things that lets us understand and know where we are in our walk of faith, what's inside of us, what we hold on to, what we run to when we're facing tests and trials. So God uses these things to get us ready for our tomorrow so that we can display and show his goodness and his greatness to people by the life that we live. This is a life of worship unto him that causes them to want to know our God, that wants to be connected to our God because of what we live. When God chooses an individual, when he chooses a family, when he chooses a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. And he lets us understand and know that as he gets the glory out of them, many lives are saved, many lives are encouraged, many lives are given hope, and they see Jesus through us. David, when he was running from Saul, ran to the cave of Abdullah, and when he did, 400 men showed up to that cave. And when they showed up to that cave, they were in different situations in their life individually. Many of them were facing so many different things. Some of them were desperate. Some of them were in debt. Some of them were discontented. And there was so much going on, but they didn't allow that to stop them. They knew that David was God's anointed to be the king. And so they came to be the resource and showed favor. God gave David favor with not only him, but with the men that came to surround him so that they could now make what God wanted to happen in David's life their principal support. They made sure that it happened, that that victory was their victory also, and that God blessed them as they went in. God gives us favor with him, and he gives us favor with men, and they bring resources to our lives, whether that resources is them, their support, their gifts, their talents, or them letting us know information or letting us know something that we need to know. God will allow them to be the ones that's going to help us in what we need to do to fulfill the call that he said he wants to see in our lives, no matter what that is. And so we also see that type of favor in the life of Abraham when he was in Egypt twice, and when he lied about Sarah being his wife. We see that with David and Saul, with David and Abraham, God did not allow their enemies to take their lives. God didn't allow Saul to take David's life. God kept him. And even with Abraham, God wouldn't allow the king or his men to touch Abraham or Sarah, and they blessed him. And so we see that God, when he has his hand on our life, that call provides protection, divine protection, divine provision. It causes doors to open for us, ways to be made. God allows his divine will to be done in our life. And so we're thankful unto the Lord for his favor. That process is the process where we submit to God. And we're not like the old Israelites. We're not stiff-necked against God. We're not complaining. We're moving in a place of obedience and trust, aligning ourselves to God's will and saying, Lord, have your way, use us for your glory. And so we're grateful unto the Lord that his hand is on our life, and we're going through this process knowing that we're giving God glory and submission to him, and that lives are going to be changed because we're not hiding our light. We're commanded to shine on a hill and called the illumination of God and his word and his truth to be seen in us, because we've been insulated into God, into his word and his will. And many people will see the love of God in us so that they will know our God, our King. And so we're grateful unto the Lord that he's taken us through this genuine place of process where our faith is being made, and it's made so that he can get the glory. And when Jesus comes back, he said, will I find faith? And we want to be, if he comes back this moment or anytime, we want to be able to say, Lord, we have faith. We've gone through some things, but our faith has remained in you. And we've not trusted ourselves. We've trusted your word and your will for our lives. So we're grateful unto the Lord for all that he is doing and all that he has done. And the time that we have remaining, we're going to talk a little bit about and encourage you just a little bit in something that the Lord has been talking to me about, and that is, shall you not know? And that's coming out of Isaiah 43 and 19. The Amplified Bible says this. It says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The New King James Version says this. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? It will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And since sometimes we can get in a place where we get used to certain routines, we get used to certain mindsets, we get used to certain behaviors, and we don't expect any change. We don't expect anything different. We keep doing the same thing over and over again. But God wants us to expect things from him. That's part of our faith walk. We expect to see God do something. We expect to see God move. We expect to see God answer. We expect God to go forth for us and do all of these things. So there's an expectation that we have. And God is letting us understand and know he desires to do a new thing in us, especially in the season that we are in, that was going to bring him glory, and so that others will see the greatness of our God in our lives and what he does for us. In the book of Isaiah 43, the children of Israel had a promise from God and had been given this to them. And they were now in this place because they had been in exile for so long that they were at a place that God had to speak to them, and God had to let them understand what he was getting ready to do and for them to change their perspective about what was getting ready to go on that he had already begun in their life. And so we sometimes get in that same place where God has to speak to us about our perspective, our view, our mindset, so that we can expect something greater in our life, no matter how long we've been in the situation or what has occurred. And there's sometimes that we've been in something so long that it becomes our thinking. It becomes the way of life, our expectation, even our limitations. And God has to introduce something to us to make known his divine will, what he wants, that is something new and something better. And we have to be able to grab that, no matter how scary it is for some, because it is something they've never known before, never seen. And the Israelites were getting ready to do something that they had not done in a long time. They were a generation. Many of them had died, and they were the next generation that were now getting ready to experience what the others hoped for. And so God had to speak to them profoundly to let them change their mind and their expectations about what he was getting ready to do and how he was getting ready to do it. And so he wants to do the same thing with us. We've gone through so many different things for so long, and God is saying, Even though you've gone through these things, I'm getting ready to do something new. Even though this, you've faced all of these things in the last few years and even longer that have been tremendously hard, and everything that is happening in the society now and all the things that are changing and the things that we know that are right that people are calling wrong, and the wrong they're calling right, and how the government itself cannot help or change things. It's going to take God, and we know that it's going to take him to do some things. He wants us to understand we are not like the world. He wants us to expect him to do new things in us. And that's what he's getting ready to do. Many, many new things. He wants us spiritually, because there are things that we've carried, things that we've gone through, things that we've faced, that God is saying, I want to bring a refreshing to you, like I told the Israelites when they were in exile and now getting ready to go back to what I said. God told them that he was taking them to the promise of what he said, the promised land, and he was going to give them he was going to cause the path that they were going to be to have no obstructions. There were going to be no obstructions on that path, the journey, the route that he was going to take them. And it was going to be to the place of promise, that promised land. And he was going to refresh them. And in this season, this is what God wants to happen in us. Many of us have to, they had to forget the past. That was one of the things that God tells them in the 42nd chapter, verse, I'm sorry. He tells them, he says, I want you to forget the past. I want you to forget what happened before. And God has to remind us sometimes, because we will carry things that God says, I want you to forget. And that doesn't mean letting it go as if it never happened. What God is saying, I want the grip of that thing not to hold you anymore. Fear of that thing not to hold you anymore. I don't want it to have an effect on you like it's had before. I want you to be now to embrace something new. I want you to embrace what I'm getting ready to do and what I'm getting ready to show you in your life, so that you're no longer allowing yourself to spiritually, mentally, relationally, emotionally, financially, and physically be worried or be burdened by the thing that you've carried in the form of fear or doubt or grief or sorrow, loss, loneliness, struggle, uncertainty, worry, stress, failure, hopelessness, brokenness, and survival mode, or whatever it is that has held you and kept you. God is saying, I'm going to do a new thing in you, and I want you to know it. I'm going to refresh you, and I want you to experience this. I want you to know that I'm going to cause restoration and recovery in your life that you've never known before, but others need to see. They need to see my goodness. They need to see my greatness in your life. They need to see me do a new thing in your life. So God is saying to us, he's saying to me, he's saying to you, I want to do a new thing in your life. I want you to let go of the stuff that has come to hold you hostage, even survival mode. You can be in it so long that that's your way of life. God is saying, I want you to let that go, and I want you to hear him say to you, for I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you see it? Do you not see it? I will make a path through the wilderness, whatever your wilderness is, and I will create rivers in dry land. Wherever your dry land is, God says, I'm bringing refreshing to you. I'm bringing something new, and I want you to know that it's going to hit your life, because God is the one that's going to do it. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today and listening to Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God for your life. If you would like to hear from us or like to share something that you heard and how it blessed you, or even to share the broadcast, we would love for you to do so. And if you would like to contact us, you can do so at Abraham's Covenant. That's Abraham underscore covenant. Or on Facebook at Abraham's Covenant Tabernacle Praise International Ministries, and also on my Instagram at Cheryl underscore Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. Know that you've been made more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You conquer the things that should conquer you, because you've been made a super conqueror. God bless you until the next time, and be encouraged in Jesus' name. Oh,
Oh,